Colin Livingston joins us once again. And Colin, hey, the NASCAR season finale, my man. What did you make of it?
Well, I mean, it's funny talking about racing here. I've got my head focused on the Masters, but I had to go back and do some review because the season ended on the weekend, and I've already started to forget about things. But you know, there was a lot of drama for sure. You know, the truck race, the Xfinity race, you know, came down to late race cautions. And, you know, the cup event, not quite as dramatic, but really interesting that the top four, like the playoff contenders all, you know, essentially ran 1, 2, 3, 4 through the majority of the race.
Yeah, it was, like, I know, I think you're like, was it Keselowski? You thought, hey, you know, anybody has a good chance, in this one, but, you look at, what did you make of the move by Sheldon Creed, right? His Brett Moffitt had led the most laps of the night. His teammate Sheldon Creed was quite aggressive on the restart and closed it out in the final lap of the race. Were you surprised at all by Creed? Is this a guy we should watch moving forward? What do you think?
Oh, I mean, you obviously have to watch these guys that are in contention. They've all won races. Phoenix, you know, was where the event was held. And, like we talked about last week, they've reconfigured the track. So what was the back straightaway is now the front straightaway and vice versa, which in general terms doesn't really mean an awful lot, especially if you're just a casual fan, but how it manifested itself, despite the fact that there's lines painted, you know, where the quote unquote groove of the track ends and the infield begins. Phoenix doesn't have an out of bounds. So you can, if it's paved and, you know, you can get your car down there or your truck down there, you are allowed to drive. And what was happening on restarts is, you know, drivers were fanning out like eight vehicles wide. Guys were diving way, way, way to the inside, which, you know, doesn't give you the benefit of any banking. And, you know, and it's a little bit dirtier down there, but it's a much shorter way to get to turn one. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is that towards the end of the race, you know, Moffitt was leading, had a significant, you know, a very, very comfortable lead, comes down to a caution, goes to a, you know, green, white checker overtime, and basically the entire season was settled over two laps. You know, again, my opinion and my position on these playoffs is pretty well documented, but, you know, this is really a weakness of the system in my mind. I mean, it does definitely create, excitement. And what somebody had written earlier in the week was that NASCAR, when they came up with this format, is they wanted to create a game seven type feel. Which is fine. I mean, game sevens are the most exciting things in sports. The thing with a game seven, though, is that you played six games to get there. You've had the back and forth. Somebody's up, somebody's down, somebody this, somebody that. And then you get into that final moment where you kind of earned your way there. Game sevens aren't exciting if you know you're getting to game seven. Because that means the six game, like if you know that this is the way it's going to turn out, there's going to be four people, they're going to be mostly in contention, et cetera, et cetera. Why watch the first part of it? Why watch the beginning rounds and watch the playdowns? Because you know that the championship is going to be, you know, this is the way it's going to come down. You know, at the end of the day, you know, Sheldon Creed, you know, good on him. You know, Cindric winning the Xfinity championship. You know, he's the son of Tim Cindric, who's the president of Penske Racing. But, you know, while people can easily see nepotism in that, I mean, you know, he can drive. Like, he is no slouch behind the wheel. Started out in the Road to Indy ladder, so he was driving open-wheel cars until he made the switch over to stock car stuff, you know, really known as more of a road course racer. But, you know, did some of his best stuff this year on the ovals. And then, you know, in the cup level, seeing Chase Elliott, you know, Paul Hibbs win off, you know, one of the only father-son combos to ever win the NASCAR championship with his father, Bill. You know, he's going to be a great champion.
Colin Livingston joins us in the CanTorque Racing Report. And, you know, Colin, it was interesting. It kind of, you know, had the leader pitted, the field would have stayed out. The leader stayed out. The others pitted. Two laps essentially determined the entire season. It's kind of crazy on that one. But let's look at the Xfinity and talk about what's your thoughts on you know, what is it, lap one? I don't even know exactly what lap was. In the high 100s, trapping the field, and Case Briscoe was in position to get his lap back. Well, what happened there?
Well, they had started the sequence of their final stage pit stops. So, you know, everybody, you know, once you, when you make a pit stop, you lose between a lap to two laps, depending on how effective your team is. Some of the leaders, some of the championship contenders, they came in to do their tire stop, and then a caution came out before everybody, like some people chose to push. So they were, you know, on, not on paper, but they were, you know, shown a lap to two laps ahead of some of the other contenders when the caution came out, trapped a lot of the title contenders a lap down, where it was only Chase Briscoe that had the opportunity to kind of unlap himself. The other guys who are up front got to make free pit stops because, you know, with your competition trapped a lap down, you come in, make a steady pit stop. You might not be the first guy out. You know, you might lose a couple positions on pit road, but you're not really racing the field. You're only racing the other championship contenders. You know, like they said this a whole bunch during the broadcast, but this isn't really, you know, a lot of insight. You're not fighting for a win. You just have to finish ahead of the other guys, and you can, you know, the other championship contenders, and you get the championship. So, yeah, again, you know, I think it's a really simplistic way to try and build excitement, but it's not genuine excitement. It's just, you know what's on the line, and it just adds a ton of pressure, you know, to the crew guys, because if they, you know, really, if they make a mistake, you can, in one little moment, in one little bit of time, you can cost an entire season.
Colin Livingston joins us in the CanTorque Racing Report. So, you know, Chase Elliott won the Cup Series Championship. He won the final two races of the year. So, hey, you know, they talk about the playoffs. Well, obviously he came up at the right time of the season to win. You know, you talk about kind of the changes coming in NASCAR, right? We know that one of the all-time greats is moving on. What other changes are you expecting?
There's going to be, you know, some aerodynamic and body, like bodywork changes, engine changes coming next year. You know, getting back to Chase Elliott, you know, he's obviously one of the up and comers, you know, what NASCAR used to refer to as young guns. You know, I think the big change in NASCAR is coming in 2022, where they really start, you know, come out with the newest version of the car. You know, but again, I think it was a pretty good show. Phoenix is a great track for the season to end. I think it put on probably the, you know, overall the best racing. Although, you know, once the Cup guys were out front as 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, there wasn't really anybody else in the field that was able to challenge. It was, you know, throughout the majority of the year, you know, Kevin Harvick was the guy to beat. You know, Joe Gibbs had one car with Denny Hamlin, but they just didn't have what they needed to at the end of the year. But, you know, in a COVID season, this was a really strange year for NASCAR. Again, there was no qualifying. There was no practice. You know, they went straight to the race. I think they, you know, they've really shown that they can still provide competitive racing without having to spend all that time on track. So, you know, hopefully it leads itself to more cost reduction going forward.
Quickly, speaking of that, the uglier side of racing, Jean Alesi's son, Giuliano, his road to the Formula One appears to be over. Now, I read it, the stuff they sent me. So they paid like €1 million, and then the HWA just kind of screwed him out of that? Is that normal? What do you make of this story?
That is so normal and so common and so typical. Like, it's just something that doesn't really get discussed openly. You know, the thing about auto racing is you not only have to have exceptional talent, but you have to have backing. And, you know, where these guys, you know, Giuliano Alesi is an extremely good driver, but, you know, they personally or through their own sponsors, you know, bought their ride there. The ride wasn't necessarily, and, you know, make no mistake, the majority of guys right up to Formula 2 and even guys that are in Formula 1 still have to arrange a lot of their own sponsorship to stay competitive. Like they said, they just bet on the wrong team. The team that they thought was going to be competitive, you know, again, €1 million is no joke. That's, you know, $1.6 million Canadian dollars that, that essentially if they had invested in the right team, his career could have continued, but because they bet the wrong way, his career is likely over.
Jeez, that is brutal. Quickly, I know you're a big golf guy. What's your thoughts on day one of the Masters?
I thought it was, you know, unfortunate that it was delayed with the rain, because now they've halted play, due to darkness. He's not in contention right now, but I would love to see Rory, find a little spark and finally close out the Grand Slam.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, low scores today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Colin, great stuff. Enjoy the weekend.
You too, man. Thanks a lot.